Good evening, Geek Night. So, my name's Chris Rimmer, and I work for a company called We7 here in Oxford. We're a music streaming company, a bit like Last.fm or Spotify. But today, I'm here to talk about search. Now, I mean, search is important. It's really important. If you're doing anything on the web, you need to do search. I've heard rumors that certain people have set up companies based on search and now sitting on billions and billions of dollars. But the problem is that the likes of Google and Amazon, they do search, and they do search really well. For us mere mortals building websites, frankly, they make us look bad most of the time. So what can we do to kind of keep up with the big boys? What can we do so that they don't make us look bad the whole time? Apache have a project, and it's called Solr. And lots of sites use Solr to implement search. I've got some examples up here: Netflix, GitHub, Dig, The Guardian. Apparently, even Obama uses Solr for a search on the White House website. So the question is, can Solr help us keep up with the Amazons and Googles of this world? Well, obviously, based on the title of my talk, the answer to that's going to be yes, because otherwise I'll be finishing now. So I think the answer is yes, but you may have some doubts. The first thing you might say is, yeah, that's great, but I'm not building Dig. I'm not building GitHub. I'm only building a small site. Why would I need to have this thing that's, you know, all these big sites are using? The good news is, although it'll scale, you know, to huge indexes spread over tens of machines, it's really easy to get going. All you need is a servlet container like Jetty or Tomcat. You drop the downloaded web app in, point it at some config, and you're away. And there's nothing else to it, really. So it's really easy to get going. The next thing you might say is, I don't want to write any Java. I know there are people out there who, you know, writing Java brings them out in a rash. So the good news is you don't have to write any Java to use Solr. At We7, we use it for implementing our music search. And despite the fact that our actual site is built using Java, we didn't have to write any Java at all, any custom code on the Solr side at all. We just communicated with it over HTTP. So in fact, Solr could have been written in COBOL for all it really mattered. So it's dead easy to get going. You don't have to write any Java if that brings you out in a rash. So first thing to do is, supposing you've got your server set up with Solr running nicely, is to fill it up with data, probably not using a teapot. But yeah, since you're communicating over HTTP, you post a bunch of documents to it. The documents can be XML, CSV, JSON, whatever you've got. You can even get Solr to load stuff directly from a database. There's a load of things built in, so you know, if you want to index PDFs or Word documents or whatever, it'll handle them nicely. So you've filled it up with data, then you want to query it. It's as simple as just doing some HTTP GETs. It sends all the data back, again, in whatever format you want. There's a whole bunch of client libraries out there for all the major languages to make it really simple. And it's just dead easy to get going. So the goodies. I said it had loads of nice things built in to help you not look bad in comparison with Amazon and Google. It's got a ton of great stuff built in. So it's got synonyms, so like the word six and the number six do the same thing. It'll do phonetic searching so that when your users can't spell the Cher Lloyd, it'll still find Cher Lloyd tracks for them. That's what we used it for. Stemming, so that it knows that walks, walking, walker, you know, are all the same thing. It has built-in facilities for spell checking, so, you know, the sort of did you mean kind of stuff. It has things to make query completion easy to do, result highlighting, faceting, that's the stuff in Amazon where it kind of classifies your results down the side, you know, to tell you how many hits you've got in different areas, spatial searching, I mean, it just goes on and on. There's everything you can think of is pretty much built in there. So, and the icing on the cake is it's really quick as well. At We7, we've got 10 plus million tracks that we need to search, and we want the search results to come up as the user is typing in the search box. So we need sub-second response times, and it gives us two of them. So if you need any more information, here's some URLs to follow. And that's me, and that's the end of my talk. Thank you very much.